My talk is to review what is happened of the EMS and enzyme farming in Vietnam, and what we are doing to fight with this syndrome in Vietnam so far. So EMS is first reported in Vietnam in 2010 with the early mortality. So both larvae stuck in the grow out ponds. It has a mortality from the 10 day to 70 day after stocking, with the highest mortality up to 100% of mortality. The cross size is a very slow growth, loose shell and pale colors of the shrimp. Also has the abnormal of hepatobenchrysis. This year, the total shrimp area reported of the EMS is 39,000 hectares. Mainly is EMS occur in intensive shrimp farming. So this map showing the current trend of the EMS in Vietnam. So 2010, the EMS report from the Eastern Coast of the Delta. So 2010 is in these two provinces in the Eastern coast of the Delta in Vietnam, and 2011 we had more province in this one and that one, and this year more of the province from the northern Cotton Central area, also in the west over the Delta Cotton has occurred of the EMS. We also observed the ASPNS in the both larvae state. So species affected both black tiger and white shrimp. We also see that at the end of the dry season is a more serious occurrence of the EMS in shrimp farming. So this year the total estimate loss in shrimp is about 5,500 billion Vietnam dong, equal about 250 million U.S. dollar. So to fight with the task force team, including the people from the different departments of the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, also provincial agriculture and rural development, also several research institutions and university to join the task force. What the task force is doing, the first year we try to determine what is the causation of the syndrome. This is the most priority job of the task force, with the participation of three research institutes for aquaculture, also participation of the Kentucky University, also Department of the Animal Health, and the Institute of Biotech, and the Institute of Australish Institute. Also, we did disease surveillance. Also, we do some on-farm trial to test the different preventing measure. So what is we learned so far? We see that cibermethin is one of the pesticides used in many shrimp ponds in Vietnam. So we have, we did a short-term test to test how the toxicity of the cibermethin to the shrimp. We see very high mortality. Also, we found the ASPNS in shrimp treated with syndrome even at a very low concentration. So, but syndrome, cibermethin is not only causation, because ASPN reported from the farm without cibermethin. And even in one area, we see low ASPN observed from the pond use cibermethin. Also, ASPN also reported from the other country where cibermethin banned for the decay. So, this is a file related to cibermethin and the syndrome. As a bonus, as a hatchery, we put the question whether the ASPN happened at the both larvae state. Currently, we have the four samples with ASPTS. Samples are collecting from the different hatchery because we try to collect more samples from the different hatchery to investigate and whether what is the status of Spolavi, which is the syndrome. The later on, we have the investigation into the what is the relationship of the hatchery practice with the syndrome at the post-Slavic state. As the grow-up ones, we collected the sample from the different regions, from both the outbreak point in the central, in the northern, and so in the south. We try to have a very comprehensive variety of the sample from the different disease farm in the country. So which pond, pond which and which out ASPNS, we collect water to analyze the cibermethin, also toxic algae analysis. Currently, we have low evidence of the relationship between the toxic algae and the syndrome. Because we have the water analysis of the toxic algae in the different pond, which in which are the syndrome, we couldn't find any relationship between the algae toxic and toxic algae with the syndrome so far. We also did some bioassay to determine the infectious concentrations. So we did seven bioassay conducted by three research institutes. Rarely some treatment with few samples indicates abnormal haplotoperoxidase. But anyway, for this symbol, we still not confirmation of by the key definitions. Because when we ask the cross-site, we see this has some abnormal haplotoperoxidase. But by the histological analysis, we are not confirmation by the key definition. But for this kind of bioassay still going on. Also, we review what is going on and what we can find and what we have to improve our bioassay to try to find what we should do for better reason. We also do some on-farm trials to test the different measures how to prevent this syndrome. So far, we do in different province to test the different measures to prevent this, the syndrome. And Dr. House says, we have some success, but it's a lot clear what kind of measure can be preventing because in some pond we have very different farm management from the screening spot larvae, very carefully pond treatment and biosecurity during the grow-out period, but the syndrome still occur. So it had to make a conclusion of what is prevention measure can be applied to reduce this kind of syndrome. With the continuation of the disease surveying, we conducted lesionize. Also, we appeared the situation monthly. Related to management action, we enforced the seed quality control at the hatchery, also imported larvae because we have a number of the post larvae imported from outside. So we had a tireless control of seed quality. Also, cibermethin in farm had banned by the military. They will no longer use cibermethin for in the shrimp pond. We also make some recommendation to farmer how to reduce the risk by carefully treatment upon lettuce. Also, low stocking density, low yield of cibermethin. Also, delay in the farming because as you see, more serious of the outbreak during the dry season with high temperature. So we recommend to the farmer has to delay to start the farming during the as early of the rainy season, so has maybe lower salinity, also lower temperature, so reduce the risk of the syndrome. So we have some international cooperation. We have sent some for to Professor Tim Flieger, also Professor Leiter to analysis. We also had a few visits and consultation work from FAO, World Bank, OIE, also LACA. So we have the information exchange which is different from Malaysia, from Lanka. So also we also have the financial support for first English syndrome from FAO, also OIE. Waiting more bioassay needed to determine whether the virus or bacteria had any causation related to the syndrome. That's where we are going, and so we plan to do more. We carefully review what we are doing and how to improve the bioassay. Also, we think we have to review lessons learned from the different success point because to make the good recommendation to the farmer how to better farm management to reduce the risk. This one we are doing. We send the staff to the different farm to learn from the different success stream farm and what they are doing, what can do to reduce risk. So we can this will be recommend to the farmers in the country to apply. Also, we think the international cooperation in this field is very urgent needed. So finally, we have to thank for the all support from FAO, LACA, World Bank, and AOI. Also, especially thank to Professor Lila and Tim Flieger for technical support and very useful consultant to our work. Thank you.